Hello, everyone. It's a Slaughter Lamb, and we're live on a Sunday. Cold Sunday.
We are actually
Hello,
live.
Hello, everyone. It's a Slaughter Lamb.
A lot of people last week were accusing us of being pre-recorded, right, when we first came on.
Yeah, after we said hello to everybody, too.
Yeah, we're live, folks. It's Sunday. What time is it your time, Frank? 10 past 12?
About 12 after 12, yeah. 12 past. Yeah.
It's 5 o'clock here. It's freezing. Is it still cold over there with you?
Terrible. It was 50 yesterday, and now it's bound back to 28 degrees.
See, 50. What's 50?
50 would be your 10.
10. 10's. What, 10's warm?
Yeah, 50. 50 degrees.
Oh, I see. Right. Okay, so it was warm.
Yeah, it was warm. I mean, you can go out in shorts, and now forget it. We had a major football game over here, American football, for the wild card series. You know, if you can't, it's a wild card series. I'm sure you have wild cards over there as well for these. You don't have any of those. No. It's basically saying you were so close to getting into the playoffs, but we want to get some of those teams to come on in that will kick and scream and say, I was so close. How come I didn't get it? Okay, well, you can still try and still be a team that's better than you. I got to get it. So we had one of those. We had two of them yesterday. And it was so cold in Kansas City that one of the head coaches for the Chiefs, icicles were forming around his stash. Oh. Unless they were freeze-dried boogers.
I was going to say, was his nose running?
How's everybody doing out there? So the topic of today is what's going around on the internet and basically just our channels and that we follow. You know, Lee's talked about it already. And it's the
Barry
news. Oh, and Barry. Yep. Hey, Barry. And it's the news that during an interview with Bloody Disgusting for Dwight H. Little's book that's coming out, still rolling. That there was a pitch on Halloween 4.2.
Part 2, is it? Or 0.2? I called it 0.2.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Kids now will understand 0.2. Version 4.2. And before we begin, let's say hello to everybody. Chester's here. RMJ's here. No Holding Back is here. Robert's here. Rosie's here. Hey, Rosie. Power Packers. Power Packers is freezing in minus 28 degree wind chill. So that would be for Darren, minus 48 for you probably. Mag is here. Hey, Dave Vanderhoff is here. Bill's here from the other game. Duke's here. Wade F and Wilson. Chris is here. Steve's here. Jordan's here. Like we said, Barry was here. Brett's here. And Apollo Balboa 1985 is here. Janine's here. Mark B's here. And we'll keep scrolling. Andrew Stevens, of course, one of our mods, is here. Jordan's here, and Chester's here. I said Chester already. And yeah, we have a super chat really quick before
we begin. And this is from Unforgiven Miniature Games.
Is also here.
Yeah, yeah. Who sends in a $4.99 super chat and says, fuck yes, we need a sequel to Halloween 4. Bring back Danielle.
Manny's here, and America Turkey Burger's here. Now, Getting off of Unforgiven Miniature Games super chat for a second, Darren, what is with timelines in horror? I mean, besides the comic books, you know, multiverse is now everywhere, and we're kind of like swallowing a poison pill in order to see these movies. But is Halloween's timeline is the most effed up out of any horror franchise? You would have to agree.
Yeah, there's that famous, well, not famous, but there's that picture of the guy from Horrible Bosses looking at the wall, you know, and going like that. The comedian, I can't remember his name now, but he's looking at this kind of diagram on the wall. All sorts of, it's like spaghetti. And that's essentially what the Halloween timelines are like, isn't it? All the different threads and movies that stop at this point and then continue at another point. And you know, let's get this out there straight away. I don't think there's any. I think there is maybe a possible way that they could do Halloween 4 Part 2. I don't think we'd ever see it as a movie because I just think it's so damn confusing for the whole. You know, you got to remember that the fan base is only a small part of the audience for Halloween 4. For Halloween, sorry. I think it'd be far too confusing for the regular cinema-going audience. They just wouldn't get it. They wouldn't get it. Okay, so it's this girl that was in 1988 and, you know, and died in number six, but didn't really die because it was a different girl. And it's the whole thing's just a mess. And so I don't ever think, as much as Dwight Little bangs on about the fact that he wants to do it and Daniel Harris wants to do it, I don't ever think it will happen. But I do think that there is a possibility that they could do it as a standalone TV episode.
You know, bridge.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, the interview with Dwight Little, he has some suggestions as to what would happen. He says that he would bring back Ellie Cornell as well.
Correct.
So she would have survived. So this would continue, like Halloween 5 doesn't exist. Halloween 5 and 6 don't exist. So Ellie Cornell would have survived. He said something about Ellie Cornell living on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And he said he's pitched it already. Now, is this something he pitched recently? Is it something he pitched years ago? Is it? And he doesn't say to who either. Now, is it something he pitched to Danielle Harris even? It's all a bit vague, isn't it? And like I said, hands up, I don't think this will ever happen. I do think there is potential for it to happen as a TV episode to keep the fan base happy. But as a movie, I don't think that will ever happen at all.
I think I agree with you. But my first question is, and I went over these questions with you already, and I want to hear from our audience. Everybody knows that Halloween 4 is my favorite, along with Lee McCoy of Drum Dumbs. He says he watches it more than he does the original. There's something about it that it's just an appealing to not only Halloween fans, but horror fans in general. Very little blood, a lot of stalking, great atmosphere, great music, great opening, great characters. but why do we care? Why should we care besides just seeing another Halloween movie? I mean, Darren, you and I and everybody else in the chat here will go see Michael Myers, even though he's teaching woodshop in high school as part of a work release program. We'll go see it.
Yeah,
we'll go see it. So but why part four? Why I always feel like if I want to go see a movie, I see him as a sequel.
We lost you, Frank? Audio? Yeah.
Oh, hold on.
You're back. You lost you, Frank? Audio? Yeah, we were having some technical difficulties with our platform recently, folks. So we are going to try something different next week when we come on. Let me just see if I can bring Frank back. How are you doing?
I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
Wait.
It muted for some reason.
Keep talking.
Yeah. why? So why now and why? Well, Dwight Little's kind of... I didn't even realize he was still directing, to be honest. And can you hear me? Frank, can you hear me? No, you've gone again. Can anybody hear Frank in the chat? Oh, you're rebooting. Damn technology. No, nobody can hear you. So you're rebooting. Yes.
Wait.
God damn impatience.
There. Okay. Now I'm back. Okay. But, okay. Now, Darren, why? Why do you think why would anybody want to do this?
Well, he's just recently made a film. Is it Natty Knox or something?
Yes. Daniel Harris in there and Robert Englund.
Yeah. which apparently I haven't seen it. Has anybody in the chat seen Natty Knox? Barry saw it and said
Natty's Knockers.
Yeah, Barry saw it. I saw his little episode earlier today, and he said that Natty Knox is unspeakable. He said it's so bad, so amateurish. He's kind of a man that was of his time, isn't he, Dwight Little? I think he made some kind of solid movies back in the 80s and 90s.
Family Opera, X-Files,
Rapid Fire was great. Yeah, great movie. He did Murder at 1600 as well, the Wesley Snipes action picture. Natty Knox was badder than bad, okay. And Daniel Harris was in this as well. So they've obviously spoken about it at great length, I think, because she's also tried to pitch, hasn't she, to Malick. I don't think this is going anywhere, in all honesty. I honestly don't think it's going. As I know a lot of the fan base would like to see it. Let me put a poll up, Frank. See how many people here would actually like to see a Halloween 4 Part 2.
While you're putting a poll up, Ryan, Darren, you can hear me, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So Ryan says he can't hear. Ryan, you're muted. Don't start this again. Don't do it.
Let me just check the monitor. One second.
I'm here. I'm here. Don't do it. I'm this close. Yeah,
I can hear you. I can hear you.
That's all that matters. If Darren can hear me,
everyone else can hear you.
Stop it. Stop this. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, if they were to take this to 4.2, or even a TV series. How would we like to see this work out? I mean, okay, Rachel and Danielle are alive. Danielle, I mean, are they going to just? I mean, Rachel and Jamie are still alive. Where? What does this put? I mean, Rachel's living on the East Coast. She probably has kids and a husband. Okay, we can safe to say that. Is Jamie locked up? I mean, these are. Theories, questions, ideas that have already been passed around the internet and through different channels, hasn't it? I mean, I don't think there's anything unanswered unless shooting Michael or putting everybody living at the core of the earth with the Morlocks.
The Minox.
Whatever.
I think it's just one of these little things that's happened that's kind of gathered a bit of momentum and got everybody excited. Looking at our poll, and this is based on so far how many people have voted here, 37 votes, 68% of people want to see a Halloween 4.2.
I don't think any of us don't.
Yeah, I think exactly. We would all watch it, but the reality of it happen, I think, is just... is very, very slim. And the only way I can see it happening is to do a TV episode, like a what-if TV episode. That might be good. That might be an interesting idea for the whole TV series. You know, what-ifs. You know, Dave's always talked about the Charlie Bowles story, things like that. Why not do each episode as a what-if? Let me see now. What if... Laurie didn't die. Died in. What if Laurie didn't die in Resurrection, or maybe not that film? But you know what I mean. Just take scenarios that we can just play out in TV form. That's primarily focused at the fan base. It's the possibilities are endless, aren't they? I mean, people are doing this sort of thing all the time now. And, you know, the Saw film that came out recently was a movie that was set in between part one and two, I believe. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was a huge success. Got rave reviews. The problem with the Halloween franchise is it's so convoluted that doing something like that's not as easy as doing it in the Saw franchise, which is just has one timeline, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, I think if they're good, we've said this to, we talked about it to death. It's almost, you know, sitting for Thanksgiving or Christmas dinner, and your relatives are bringing back stories or anger arguments about who owes what money back from when they gave it to them in 1970. I mean, it just keeps coming up every gathering, and it just, I don't know. We haven't heard anything about the series yet, right? We just know that the rights have gone to one of the companies who plans on making something, but even that is kind of diluted into an idea. And if anything should happen, I mean, without knowing what Dwight has pitched, should Jamie be the new Michael? Or do you think people want to see Michael? Or does Jamie become something beyond her own character that she would actually be a good serial killer? Do people want to see Jamie Lee? Do you want to see Daniel Harris in overalls because she's being photographed with little less than nothing anyway? That's I would see that. I was like, holy shit, she's wearing stockings underneath those coveralls.
excuse me. Jordan Decker, who's been a member with us now for 3 months. Thanks,
hey, Jordan.
Says, set modern day, Michael's hand emerges from the collapsed well like he's the Undertaker after being buried alive.
With a fat man with an urn going, Nash, Nash, rise. Here's your brother.
We have a super chat from Andrew Stephen.
Thanks, Andrew.
Sends in $5 and says, if you do this, you will now open the door to retcon all the bad sequels, but then possibly make another bad sequel. And then what?
We're just going to have to keep watching bad sequels.
Yeah, yeah. He also sends in another $5 super chat and says, I personally think maybe a miniseries next 5 to 10 years and no more movies. We don't need them.
Yeah. I think we have an attention span of about a half hour series with Halloween, you think? A half hour?
What, per episode?
Yeah.
Do you think?
I don't know if I can take an hour. Because let's there's a part. I'm going to give you one series, one series in history where episodes take longer than they should.
Yeah.
Walking Dead.
Yeah. Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Get to the nudity and we'll be great.
Oh, God.
But you know, like dude said, 40 minutes, like episodes of 24. Could you do, which dude gave me the idea, you know, countdown to Halloween. You know, and then when you get to know the characters all over again, and by the time you get, this is the way they're going to do it. I see it. It's going to piss a lot of people off. It's going to be slow. The countdown to Halloween, like in Halloween 3, right? Two more days and everything. And then season finale, season 1, Michael breaks out. Or you see him for the next time. Then everyone's going to be like, well, why did I waste my whole time hoping to see Michael?
Yeah, yeah. I just go back to what he said when we were at H45. What Malik said is that, you know, they'd be stupid to ignore Michael Myers because he's so hot right now.
Yeah. And he's top echelon, right? He's top shelf right now.
Yeah. 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 So, you know, he's their main asset. So they got to use him. They got to use him. You can't keep him covered up for the whole series and let it build. And then in episode 10, we finally see him. Just, you know, get on with it. We how many origin stories have we had now? Not just in Halloween, but across the board with superheroes. It's like, we get it, you know. James Bond, every time he changes to a different actor, doesn't go through the whole rigmarole again of setting up the character. He's just James Bond. That's it. He's it.
Yeah, okay. And everyone's okay with that.
Yeah, they did it with Daniel Craig, and it was a different type, but it was the first time they'd done it. You know, he was established. People knew what he was. You know, the new the Andrew Garfield Spider-Man films didn't mess around with this reestablishing him as Spider-Man. They spent a tiny amount of time at the beginning of the first one, and that was it. He was off. There's no need at all. No need whatsoever. We know who Michael Myers is. We know where he comes from. We know what he's capable of. let's not waste time seeing him kill his sister when she was a teenager, and when he was a little boy. Just get straight into it.
We don't need any finger snaps, do we? How would Michael feel with a gauntlet? Would he know how to snap?
What do you mean, the Iron Man thing with
the gauntlet? You know, the Thanos Infinity Stones. You know, the
yeah.
would he know how to snap? It just. I mean, it's just. I always said this: if you're going to do something new, edgy, and you're going to want to get people in all different ages, because this is something I would let my kids watch, why not turning it into a cartoon or an anime series?
Well, Halloween?
Yeah.
You think?
Sure.
What, like an adult anime?
Sure. Why not? Why cover all aspects? You know, you did the movies. Mm. So and now you can bring back Donald Pleasance. You can bring back a voice actor to do that. And people would, I would feel good seeing, you know, Dr. Loomis on screen doing something, negate all the rest of them, you know, get rid of, start from two and you know, the end of two, and then take it from there. Or you can do it from the end of four and say, this is what it should have been like. And just think of the marketing. You can have a whole bunch of you know, little plush dolls and everything. Mark B. Frank has lost his mind for this one.
Steve Ross. No! Dude. Great idea, as, Frank.
As Darth Vader. No!
Mark B. Frank has lost his mind in this with this one.
Why not? No holding back. Why not? You know, Michael Myers and Scooby-Doo. You know, why not? I mean, we saw Terrifier with it, right? With a picture of him, you know, with the gang looking at the girl being split by Art.
Halloween the musical. Listen, we've got kids' book of
yes.
Michael Myers, haven't we? So yes. Stranger things have happened.
Or you take it to the way where, you know what? Do a mashup. Dwight H. Little, if you're listening to this and you can talk to your friend who created Quantum Leap, Dr. Loomis and Quantum Leap. Do you guys like to see that? So Dr. Loomis and Quantum Leap. You know, or you know what? Dr. Loomis is Al with the thing. And he had to say, Michael, you have to kill this guy or you won't jump back to 1978. Kill him. Do it. And Michael's just like...
Brett Patrick, hey Brett, how you
hey,
doing?
Brett.
Brett says, I still would like to see a Myers series take place at Smith's Grove or even a spin-off of Halloween 3. Yeah, that's the sort of thing we're going to get, I think. I think it's whatever they do, I think it's going to be reasonably safe in terms of, you know, the TV show. But, you know, it's not a bad idea to do the Halloween 4 idea. I just don't know whether – I know Dwight Little's got quite a pedigree when it comes to TV and things, hasn't he? He's done episodes of 24 and Prison Break, things like that. So he can put his mind to it I know his films of late haven't been that great, but he can put his mind to it if he's given the materials.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'd be all for it. I'd certainly watch it, but I just don't think there's a cat in hell's chance of seeing a film with Daniel Harris. And you remember do you remember that at the panel, Malek said something about a certain actress being a complete diva,
mm-hmm.
who he had problems with. He didn't say who it was, but I don't know. A lot of people picked up from that he was maybe talking about her. Who knows? Who knows? Who knows?
The only way she's if who whatever, you know, we've seen her. We've seen how long her lines are. And I don't know Daniel Harris personally. I don't know her life. I don't know anything about her besides her being in the movies. I've met her on more than one occasion. You know, she likes her fans, but something tells me, you know, she's just wants to get back in because I think she's feels like she's missing out on a lot of this mucho bucks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, but it's. I don't know what to think about And I'm one of the biggest Halloween fans. You know, I got stuff all over the place that I'm not allowed to display in my own bedroom. But, you know, besides something that I can fold up and take back out, and rightly so, because this is I share this space with my beloved. And it's I kind of like, how much more can I take?
Mm.
Or how much more can they screw up?
Well, no, I mean, I've always said that the fact whatever they're doing, we'll watch it. And it is so, it's so cool that 40, how many now? Is it 45, 46 years later? We are still talking about this damn franchise. That's great. You know, there's still life in it. There's still money in it. So there's no point in getting angry about the fact that they're continuing to do stuff, because they will do that. And no matter how angry people get, they still will watch it. I know, but my gut feeling is that they will just play it safe with whatever they do. They're not going to try anything as left field as, you know, what Halloween 3 was to Halloween 2 when that came out. I think it will be fairly safe.
I mean, if you could do a series, you know, like with Mike, I mean, I'm always thinking back to part 4, and everybody's always said this. Why not, you know, the Tales of Loomis? Dave has, you know, said this plenty of times, and there he is. You know, there's already been a Halloween 4 part 2. It's called Halloween 5, which is true. It's absolutely true. You know, Halloween 5 is the sequel to part 4.
Hmm.
But it's always, you know, like the files from Haddonfield, you know, the files from Russellville, the files of Loomis, and then Michael is still there. You know, you see him now and then. You can start the opening to a Loomis series if you want to do it that way, because there's a lot of bald men with beards going around. you can have him, you know, we have another case here for you, and him going through learning from other serial killers, and then at the end of each show, at the end of each TV series show, he walks into Michael's room and sits with him, and you close it. He's trying to get to him. You know, and in mid-season, you can have him saying, you know, what was the one thing you saw in Michael that made you want to lock him up after you're trying to get, you know, try to get to reach him? Because remember, he said, I spent 7 years trying to reach him, and the other, or was it reverse? Was it, I spent 8 years trying to reach him and then 7 years keeping him locked up? Something like that with the numbers.
Yeah.
Somebody will correct me. And yeah, the biggest Halloween fan. what was the one? I want to see what was the one thing, because they didn't never dove into it.
Mm.
What was the one thing? And I always think it was this one look Michael gave. Like, you know, you mentioned Judith, because he's always looking out the window, and something triggered him where, you know, he just gave a little look to Loomis.
Yeah.
And then went back to the window, and he was just like, that was the time I knew he had to be locked up. He was fucking crazy.
Just very quickly, Happy Sanjo's just become a VIP member. Thanks, Happy.
Hey, Coy. Hope everything's doing good, buddy. We miss you.
Yeah, good to see you. Haven't seen you around for a little bit. I hope everything's working out for you at the moment. Tiona asked a good question. Now, when we were at Halloween 45 and Carpenter came on, there were questions asked of him about what he's going to do next. And he said, there are things in the pipeline, but I can't talk about it at the moment. I'm paraphrasing there. It was something along those, you know, lines that, you know, what he said. Tiona says, what are the chances of having John C. direct? Well, she says it, but I'm going to say, what are the chances of having John Carpenter direct an episode of the TV series?
First one. That's it.
Yeah.
Our episode. On his couch.
I think if he did that thing out in wherever it was, Prague, was it? Czech Republic or somewhere like that, from his couch, then come on.
Was that Slavic?
So he's surely capable of walking down the street to Pasadena and directing an episode of the TV series. It wouldn't surprise me if that's already a done deal.
Yeah.
John Carpenter is going to is going to, you know, direct the pilot.
I think what he said about, and I think we've heard someone say this. I don't want to put words in this person's mouth, but John showed up to H-45, and he was surprised at how many people were there compared to H-40.
Yeah.
And you got to think that between him and the other person that we want there that I'm stalking nonstop on social media, it probably won't stop for another 4 years until it happens, to the point that I'm getting spammed for fake accounts saying it is this person, that he will do something like this and be like, I did it. Now you can shut up.
Yeah. And it won't take him long, you know. Yeah. It'll be in his area, and you know, there's no excuse why he wouldn't, really, is there? Other than having to get off his ass. But no, I think I wouldn't, like I say, I wouldn't be surprised at all if that's already a done deal, that he is going to direct at least one, or, you know, the pilot of this new series.
What I think I had a thought. How long can this series go for? I mean, you ever see the series Mindhunter?
Mm. Yeah, I watched them, yeah.
You could do that with Loomis.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, though, that you're ignoring your crown jewels.
Don't ignore them, Darren.
The crown jewels are Michael Myers, aren't
yeah.
they?
Yeah.
And to do something that doesn't include him doesn't feel right at all. Well, after everything that Malick said about the fact that, you know, he is hot right now, why ignore it? You wouldn't.
I mean, could you do if you follow the same scenario as Mindhunter, could you make Brackett involved in that? If you want to do the doctor and the law enforcement, but, you know, it would have to be, you know, it wouldn't be after 4 because he's retired. It would have to be after 2. Mm.
Loomis is somebody that's kind of synonymous with the fan base, the OG fan base. Oh, sorry, the fan base. Okay, the 70s and 80s. This new group of fans are maybe not as big on Loomis than the more long term fans are. Do you know what I mean? So, making a TV show based around him, is that the right thing to do?
If you know the series, you know him.
Hmm.
He's the one constant that has always been in the series. I mean,
well, no, because he's been in it since number 6.
Yeah, but he's t-shirts, right? He's t-shirts, he's dolls.
I know what you mean. Even though he's not there, it feels like he's there all the time because he's constantly referenced or they brought him back in the Rob Zombie films. There's references to him in H2O, in Resurrection. Is it in Resurrection? I can't remember now. In certainly in the 3 movies that came out recently. So I know what you mean. He's kind of, it's like Miyagi in Cobra Kai. There is a feeling that he's there all the time, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, you can't bring Malcolm McDowell, right?
No.
I mean, would this be, In your experience, is it harder for network television to get on, or would this be straight to streaming because it's kind of a safer space and you're not losing too much money?
I would imagine it will be, you know, do they have a chat and outlet for it yet?
I don't know. Peacock seems to be on everybody's, you know, radar right now. But I mean, it's just, I always thought if you were on network television, you can get a longer and bigger audience because a lot of us don't want to go through the streaming hassle.
Yeah.
Either though, you know, I got Amazon Prime and I like it. But TV is kind of expensive, isn't it?
Well, commercials in it.
It's okay. You know what I mean? Go up and grab a beer and a popcorn, you know. I mean, I mean, do we have that short of attention span now that we can't wait till the next, you know, the commercials are bothering us?
Mm. Yeah, no, I think this will pop up on a premium streaming service, I would have thought.
Yeah. I mean, K-Rock, the Phantom, says, I'd rather no Loomis at all and then having Loomis' son or Loomis' nephew. You know, that's, let me see, that's a tired trope. I mean, it's maybe you don't do Loomis at all. Maybe you do another doctor.
Maybe.
A younger doctor.
Yeah, maybe.
Limus.
Limus. What was it in the script that came out of a bunch of years ago? Donaldson was the name of the new Loomis, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Donald. Happy Sanjo sends in $5. Thanks,
Happy.
And says, things finally stable. Just got approved for an apartment this weekend. Life is getting better. Love this community and God bless.
Great.
That's good to hear. It's great to hear.
Yep. Don says, I'll gamble my house that it's on Peacock. Yep. And then No Holding Back says, the TED TV show is a massive hit on Peacock.
Okay. Interesting. No. Yeah, you've got 124 people in here all witnessed you putting your house up there for...
I call the bathroom. Because that's the most sacred place in a house, isn't it, Darren?
It is. MAGACAT sends in $1.99 and says, I love
thanks,
you,
MAGA.
Freaks. I love we all
love
you.
Love we you. Love you.
Who else have we got here?
Let's yeah, we've, and then someone else brought up a good point right here. You know, Jonathan Ball says, look at Yellowstone in the Paramount Network.
Hmm?
Yellowstone's a massive, massive hit, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that because of Costner, you think?
Well, this is good writing, though, as well, isn't it, I think?
Yeah, yeah.
Jordan Decker says, any interest in a new shape? Sort of in the same realm of the Thorn idea. Now that Michael is dead for good, a new shape is born. Not in Haddonfield, not related to Michael or Laurie. Totally new.
Go for it.
Hmm.
Go what? For it. We all love our serial killers, don't we?
With a different look, or how would you feel about that? How would you feel about them giving Michael a completely different look?
How about no Michael, as Jordan said, new mask, something even more twisted. Mm. But they did that with what's his name, Leslie Vern?
Oh, the yeah, yeah,
and they never did anything. We were hoping for a sequel, but, you know, hey, 20 years too late, and then we're all wanting it back because we're all mindly and entertainingly starved of new stuff. I mean, so far, I guess, the Monarch series is doing pretty good on Apple.
I haven't seen it yet. I do fancy having a look at that.
Oh, it's Kurt Russell, so we have to, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Travis Mitchell sends in $4.99 and says, if we had to have a new Loomis,
thanks, Travis.
Loomis, Ebon Moss Bacharach of The Bear would fit, I think.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. Just,
let me have a look at that.
I thought you were going to say Elon Musk there for a minute.
Ebon Moss.
Elon Musk Bacharach.
Oh, yeah, him. He's the brother, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the one guy looks like Willy Wonka, Gene Wilder.
Yeah. Have you seen the movie yet? What's it called? Iron Claw?
Wonka? No, I wanted to. I'm going to. I don't know when, but I was still... my hopes got dashed of seeing The Beekeeper. I know Chris Stanley said it's not really fun. It's a John Wick ripoff, but then also Lee McCoy says it's actually a good sit down and just watch action movie without, you know, what action movies are there that actually have a storyline and you're interested in it?
Mayhem was a good action movie, I thought, that came out.
Isn't that a foreign movie?
Well, that doesn't matter, does it?
No, but that means it's better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. It's French tie, I think. There's a lot of English language in there, but it's...
But I mean, American action, what is it?
American? What do you mean?
Like, what is American action movies? It's just guns and you know, people shooting each other, fast cars. Well, that's Fast and the Furious.
I did watch Fast and Furious 10 the other day.
Oh, how was it?
Oh, my God.
I jumped the shark a long time ago.
Oh, God. Honestly.
Did you see the helmet? Do they have a helmet on? You know, like they're in space, you know, just.
I did. Well, didn't the last film? I never saw the last film, but didn't they go into space in the last film or something?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't watched it. The only thing last time I saw was Drift with Lucas Black. That's the last one I saw.
What, Tokyo Drift?
Tokyo Drift. That's the last one I saw. I mean, I always think he's going into what's the Ant-Man universe? You know, do they all shrink down? The little micro, could you imagine that? You know, the little micro machines or little matchbox cars driving around your floor. You're like, what the fuck is this? And you just kick one with a big boot.
Dabby Sanjo says, thoughts on the Omen prequel coming out? I like the trailer. I like the trailer a lot.
I do. Yep, the trailer is good. How can they execute it? I mean, we're always going back to the old stuff. Because nobody wants to go on any fresh ideas, banking any on any ideas. But they want to bank on something that they can get money back on. Isn't that right, Darren?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the thing they can. Thoughts of, i.e. Exorcist.
Mm-hmm.
But David Gordon Green, I know somebody just mentioned it. Him leaving, I think that's a good decision.
Yeah, I think so. There's no point in him continuing to do that. Get some new blood in there. See if they can turn things around. Why not?
Mm.
Plenty of decent horror directors out there. Give it to the guy who did When Evil Lurks. You know, why not?
Can Michael Myers be in the It Follows sequel?
Who said that?
No, I was just thinking. Could it be? Yeah. What? If you don't want Michael following you, you have to have sex with somebody.
Yeah.
You see that? And then as soon as you're done, Michael's got to go.
That's a movie we have to cover. I know one of our VIP Patreons has requested it this month, so maybe we'll do that.
Ty West. Evil Alex says Ty West should do an Exorcist movie.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that wouldn't be good. That wouldn't be too bad. But no, First Omen, I'm looking forward to it. And I loved the trailer. I loved the style of the trailer. I thought it was very interesting. Super Chat comes in for an Unforgiven Miniature Games again. Hey. James Cameron directs, Michael is sent from the future back to 78 to kill Laurie. He'll be back.
Oh.
A James Cameron Halloween movie.
It's underwater, right? Unforgiven, which now I heard is not coming out at all.
No, it's the UK where it isn't, right?
Yeah, did they update it? Maybe I'm reading another article that just piggybacked it.
I've already got it. I've got a 4K version on Apple. So I haven't watched it yet, but I did buy it when it came out the other week.
Before they take it down, right?
yeah. In the UK, as you guys do as well, really strict animal cruelty laws and the ratings board have those, you know, laws too. Whereas you have to prove whether all the animals were safe, and they did actually do what they did to that rat in that film. And so the BBFC, for whatever reason, are not happy about it. And so they've refused the movie a certificate unless that scene's removed. And Cameron, being Cameron, won't remove the scene from the film. So it means that it's not going to get a release in the UK.
Put a pigeon instead.
Do we care about pigeons?
They're just flying rats anyway, right? Yeah. I mean, but, you know, But they re-released all the Friday the 13ths, and there's still that snake scene. What makes a difference?
That's a good point. Do we care about snakes like that? I don't know. It's that's actually a really good, valid point. No one's ever stopped the... there's probably an assumption that that wasn't a real snake, which we all know it was.
You know, it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't like it was Friday the 13th. They killed it because they were afraid of it. And in the Abyss, they did it for a scientific reason, which we're doing now as a society anyway. I don't care. I don't want to make this about that. Yeah, but then I thought this was funny when we were talking about It Follows. Jordan Decker says, ugh, I never get rid of him. Poor Jordan.
Stuart Smart has just become a Tier 3 member.
Thanks, Stuart.
Thank you very much, Stuart. That's very kind of you, buddy.
Awesome.
Welcome. Welcome.
We're about to enter Willy Wonka's Toyland. I mean, Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory. That's Tier 3.
Yeah. By the way, I need to send you some swag over that we need to start posting out to people.
Okay. Yeah, because Darren's going to send me a whole bunch of stuff we passed out at Halloween 45. This way I can give it to you guys because it'll be cheaper coming from me.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, Darren, you know, licking envelopes and sending it in the mailbox. It may never get to you.
K-Rock the Phantom says, Darren should get on a horse and go down to the ratings committee building with a flag yelling freedom. Mel Gibson Smart. I actually know the guys at the BBFC very well. So I might bring it up in conversation with them when I next see them.
During lunch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can see you guys eating your curry and you're just looking and say, so what's your problem with rats?
Exactly. No, they have guidelines. They have to stick to them. And,
yeah. You know, it's
one of those things, isn't
I mean,
it?
I would love – there was a documentary really quick about the MPAA and the ratings. And they said a lot of it had to do with these old farts that are just really want, you know – Singing in the Rain type movies. And they were so – they had really certain, like, for lovemaking scenes, you can only do maybe one thrust instead of two. You know, it was really weird. And they were just like, there was nothing, you know, constant. Everybody, it was just the way they felt about the movie, or maybe they hate the studio or hate the director, mm-hmm. or hate the writer. And they were like, okay, you can kiss them, but no tongue. It's always like the MPAA always reminds me of Al Pacino in Devil's Advocate, where he's saying, look, but don't touch. Touch, but don't taste. Taste.
Chester says, Darren and Frank, how about having memory of George P. Wilbur in the end credits, and who could play Myers, and could they bring Alan Howarth back? Yeah, a tribute to George Wilbur would be nice on the end credits of any Halloween 4 connected or Halloween 5 or Halloween 6 connected movie.
He would also have to do Donald.
Wasn't he? It was Halloween 4 and 6.
Yeah.
Yeah, where do you end? But, you know, he's kind of part of that whole group, the Daniel Harris and Dwight Little, isn't he? So, yeah, why not?
In memory of Mrs. Elrod's ham sandwich.
Could they bring Alan Howarth back? Yeah, why not? I think
he's not doing anything.
Yeah, they'd probably prefer to bring John Carpenter back, I would have thought. But
did they have a falling out? Alan and John?
I don't know. About what?
Keyboards? I don't know. It just seems like he doesn't want to do anybody.
That sort of thing.
Yeah. You're hitting too many keys, Alan. And then Alan pulls out his Oscar. No, he hasn't won an Oscar.
What we got here? Dude says, I still can't believe I went my whole life and only found out last year that much of Who Framed Roger Rabbit was filmed right across from BBC White City, Shepherd's Bush. Was it really? Okay.
Is that an English movie?
I guess it was probably filmed in the UK. I think a lot of movies around the 80s were filmed in the UK. A lot of movies now are still filmed in the UK.
I thought Bob was American for the longest time.
Hmm.
I thought he was. And I was just like, he's British?
What, Bob Hoskins?
Yeah. I said, what a lovely accent he has, a Smead from Hook.
He's from London, mate.
Guess who came back? Oh, I'm doing Loomis. Never mind. I was going to say, guess who came back to his loving uncle? If anyone knows what that is, go right, put it right in.
Wade F. and Wilson says, Saltburn pushed those limits. It does. It does. It absolutely does. I tell you, another film that did recently as well was, and you can check this out online, but Poor Things had to be cut in the UK.
Why? Oscar nominated. Golden Globe.
Apparently, when the film, and you could, this is all public knowledge, you can read this on the BBFC's website, but apparently when they submitted the film during post-production for advice as to what rating it would get, there was a scene there where there was a sex scene with a child in the room.
That's like every American household.
Child was watching.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, not separated.
That's, yes.
Not even a curtain?
No. So they made them, they had to take it out. They had to do so. They probably digitally erased the kid or something like that. But, yeah.
This was the sequel to Three Men and a Baby, right?
Saltburn pushed those limits. Saltburn does push limits. And I'm really pleased to see that a lot of people in the horror community are really embracing Saltburn. Because I think it was my second favorite film of last year. Great movie. Have you seen it yet, Frank?
No, because I'm thinking about if Saltburn pushed the limits, then what limits did When Evil Lurks pushed?
Yeah. I mean, well, that's unrated, isn't it? That would never get a release in the cinema, I don't think.
You know they're coming out with a sequel to Saltburn. You know that, right?
Are they really?
Yeah, called Knee Burn. The Jeffrey Epstein story.
Yeah, but have you watched it yet? Do you think you'll watch it?
Yeah, I'll probably watch it. I'll probably watch it sooner than later. But remember when I was talking to you and Dave when I finally watched When Evil Lurks, and I told you that jump scare. I said, that actually does happen.
Oh, that jump scare in When Evil Lurks is incredible.
I said, I've seen stuff like that.
Yeah. But didn't it make you laugh as well?
Oh, yeah. I was cracking up.
You sick puppy.
Well, you know what it is? Well, no pun intended, but, you know, it was because that's my defense mechanism. Bill Hader has the same thing when he was doing It, when Bill came out and he was trying to scare him. He's just like, come on, man, cut it out. It's not funny anymore.
Dave says Halloween Pop 4 Part 2 is the story of Rachel, a school teacher with a cheese addiction, and Jamie, an aging stripper high on coke, reuniting the Thelma and Louise road trip. No Michael. Fuck him.
Oh, Dave, it's like a biography. So a school teacher with extra cheese.
Yeah.
And Jamie, an aging stripper. It's a biography. It's not really different.
Jonathan Ball says, Frank and Darren, is the rumor true 28 years later is in early development? I did read something about
that. Yep. 28 years later.
Yeah.
Is it going to be London still?
Well, England? I would hope so. I mean, Stanley McBoyle, isn't he? He's going to direct it, apparently.
I love how you say nothing happens there. We don't have raccoons, gophers, you know, mosquitoes,
spiders,
none of that. But you have you have rage virus outbreaks on an island. That's fantastic to me. I'll take a raccoon going through my garbage and an opossum hanging down by its table to bite me with 15 babies in its pouch than something running at me. And deer. I'll take deer going through windows.
Yeah.
There's an obvious zombie outbreak.
But it's a good location. Those films are fantastic, I think. I even, you know, 28 weeks later, I thought was great. Robert Carlyle. Very sad. Very sad. I'm looking forward to seeing that. Did you ever see Sunshine?
No. Oh, is that terrible?
Danny Boyle film. It's good.
I mean, like tear-jerking terrible.
No, not really. I mean, it's Cillian Murphy again from Oppenheimer. You know, he's in 28 Days Later, isn't he?
Yeah.
Did he die in 28 Days Later?
No.
So there's the opportunity for him to come back, I guess.
Unless you want to count the 28 Days Later had a great Blu-ray because they had all the sketches of what would have happened. Mm. They did with 7.
Yeah, yeah.
And they had it where he was going to die, and he the only way he could cure this rage virus is doing a blood transfusion.
Mm.
And they did it with Frank.
Yeah.
And Brandon's character survived.
Mm.
because they want to keep that family unit together. But I think 28 Days Later is better on its own. Him running around, you know, who's the guy who's the general? He was a Doctor Who.
Chris Eccleston.
Why is he such a prick?
Why is he a prick in this film? Or
no, but he plays pricks. Well,
I don't know. Have you seen him in what's the film called now? Shallow Grave.
Danny
Boyle's first film, I think. Before he did Trainspotting, he did a film called Shallow Grave. That's a great movie.
Yeah, I saw it. I love it. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
He's just plays this, you know, fuck all, whatever guy. And I mean, I'm not saying he's a bad guy or a bad actor. I'm just saying he's always a good villain.
Yeah.
That's why seeing him as Doctor Who, you're like, this guy?
Dude says, I saw Danny Boyle years ago at the Curzon Cinema in Soho. He had a backpack on and everyone there minded their business and didn't bug him. Yeah, I've met Danny Boyle. He's a nice guy. I did some work on Trainspotting 2, which was fun. And yeah, spent some time with him on that. That was interesting. Nice guy. He's a nice guy. Danny Hookins, PW, says, are you guys going to watch and review The Strangers Chapter 1 that comes out May 17th? Chapter 2 and 3 will be coming out this year. Yeah, we'll see what they're like. It's Rennie Harlan, though, isn't it? It's kind of...
Oh, it's going that direction.
Well, yeah, I mean, Rennie Harlan was big business back in the sort of early 90s, wasn't he? I mean, he did Die Hard 2, great film. Deep Blue Sea, great fun. Cutthroat Island, which was a disaster, but was fun. The Gina Davis, what's it called? Pirate movie. But then he sort of went off the boil and was making direct-to-video crap. Didn't he do one of the Exorcist films as well? He did.
Yeah, was it Beginning?
It was one of those two, because one was Paul Schrader, one was Rennie Harlan, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. We'll see what,
when it comes out, you know, we'll see if there's got some good vibes going with it.
I know, is it next month or March? I can't remember now. One of those, Roadhouse is out on Amazon Prime, you know, the Jake Gyllenhaal remake.
Yeah. I like how they put Jake Gyllenhaal, his face on Brad Pitt's body down in the cellar of Fight Club.
Jake Gyllenhaal shredded.
He is, but you know, it doesn't take long for him to get shredded. Remember in Southpaw?
Yeah.
He got big there, but Darren, how can you compete with Roadhouse?
We'll see. It could be fun.
There was a part two.
Yeah. What was the other thing as well? Yesterday, I can't remember when it was, but there was some pictures published of Wolverine, what's his face? Hugh Jackman. Mm-hmm. His body at the moment for the film. Oh, my God. That guy's in his 50s.
Handsome. Sexy.
Jesus Christ. How he gets like that, I have no
idea. I want to touch him.
You want to touch him.
Well, you know what they said? Remember in a lot of interviews, they ask people, how do they get this way? And they said, it's not fun. It is absolutely not fun.
There's a lot of dehydrating yourself and things like that, isn't there?
Yeah. Right? Yeah, you sap all the water out of your body, which is going to cause you to pass out at some point. Plus, it's a lot of eating. That's what Zac Efron said when he was working out. And of course, these trainers who train you don't have the body that you're trying to get for the movie. They're training you, and they're saying, I wouldn't do this, but hey, your guy's paying me to kill you, so that's what I'm going to do. And I think Zac said he ate a lot of protein. Everything was protein, and he was drinking protein, he was eating protein and a few vegetables, getting a lot of carbs in too, because he had to bulk up. And Darren, I don't know how you like potatoes, but I don't think you like potatoes that much.
Rice, pasta, crisps, all that kind of stuff.
Plantains, you know. I love plantains.
Travis Canifax.
Hey, Travis, thanks.
Sends in $9.99. Thank you, buddy. Very kind. and says, Frank and Darren, you guys should visit SLC for the Onset Cinema that Myers House NC puts on at the H6 Strode House. Last year, a neighbor came out to water his lawn and looked just like Loomis. So break that down for me, Frank. What's that, SLC? What's that?
I don't know.
Is it something county or something?
I know the Myers House is in North Carolina.
Okay. For the Onset Cinema that Myers House North Carolina puts on at the H6 Strode. Salt Lake City. There we go. Thank you, Travis. Cheers.
Slaughter Lamb Community.
You should visit Salt Lake City for the Onset Cinema that Myers House, North Carolina puts on at the H6 Strode House.
Okay.
Got you now. Last year, a neighbor came out to water his lawn and looked just like Loomis. Cool. Yeah.
You're not Loomis. I'm Loomis.
I know Brett and Pat were of that Halloween movie collector. They were thinking about going to Salt Lake City to do all the H4 and 5 locations, weren't they?
We
talked about it when we were over in LA. That'd be interesting.
I don't know. You and I going to Salt Lake City?
Why not?
Mormons.
Oh. What's wrong with that?
They'll probably say, why do you only have one wife? Well, that's why we're here. we could tell Zoe and Sarah, we could say, listen, we couldn't leave. We had to get at least three more in there somewhere.
Where are we sitting? I've seen Hugh Jackman at the pool in his trunk. I've seen better. imagine what you can do to your body for millions of dollars. Well, this is the thing, isn't it? It's like, you know, he would have spent the whole of the strike probably just with a trainer working out for that whole period of time while he was getting back on set. When is that film out? It's in the summer, isn't it?
I think so. I think is it going to be Memorial Day around there? It's supposed to be like a summer blockbuster.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. I don't have a problem with any of them. Yeah, I don't have a problem with any of the movies.
Did you see any of Echo?
No. Is it twisted? Is it really amped up?
No, I don't know. I know that Lee reviewed it. Well, Lee, is it out yet? It is out, isn't it? I think. Came out on Friday, I think.
Yeah, the trailers for it look like it's really like real edgy.
Yeah.
For that, Disney.
But they, I know Lee was, he did a stream the other week and he was talking to the guy he was on the stream with and said he'd seen the first two episodes and he had to stop because it was that bad.
I say we don't go to For Love of Horror. You save up to come over here and we go to Salt Lake City.
It's your turn. You're coming here.
Okay. So I have to worry about, you know, customs and them saying, where are you from? And I'm saying Jersey, you know, which I probably should say New Jersey, the U.S. they're probably going to be like, come with me.
Ronnie, steroids, Darren, steroids, but he's gorgeous. Yeah. He's a good looking guy. Do you ever see him on that zip wire when he just went and couldn't stop and went, just like crashing into that tower or whatever.
Can I ask Ronnie something? Ronnie, you're missing out on interviews. Since you got John Carpenter to do an interview about Halloween, can you please knock on Jamie Lee Curtis's door and get her take on it?
That's a good one. Ronnie, see if you can get JLC to do an interview. Folks, if you haven't seen it, and I mentioned this on the stream the other day, go to ATGNAT's podcast on YouTube and check out their interview with John Carpenter. God knows how they got him to do this interview, but they got like a good 20 minutes with him, and it's fascinating. Some of John's responses are just kind of jaw-dropping to the questions that they ask him. So head on over to head on over to ATG and AT's podcast and check out their interview with JC. It's something else. It really is.
I want to know, Ronnie, and this is a question I always want to ask her. So if you ever get her on, I want to ask her this from me and Darren. Why didn't she become nude? Why did she wait to Trading Places to become nude? Why didn't she do it in the Halloween series?
Where would you have put that in?
Well, he can ask it in a way that, you know, and only he can ask. You know, because I want to know, you know, she did it in Trading Places, you know, and but if you're going to do something like that for the first time, do it in a franchise that actually got your career going. We should see it.
You're obsessed.
Well, I have been social media stalking her ever since age 45, haven't I? It's coming up. What was it? Has it been 6 months already?
It is. Well, no, it's 4 months, I think.
4 months.
But you were doing it for 3 months before. You were stalking her for 3 months before that anyway. So anyway, Jonathan Ball says, Frank, remember Cadillac Man? And they ask where he got the C4 explosives, and he yells out, Jersey, and they all got scared.
Yeah. Jersey.
Cadillac Man. What was that? Was that Robin Williams?
Robin Williams.
Yeah. Yeah.
Power Packers never change, Frank. Pat the horror movie collector, that movie horror collector says, ask JLC if she still has that shitty wig from Halloween.
It is bad, isn't it? There's a couple of shots where you can just see the seam and everything around her. That's pretty awful.
It stays in one spot, right? It never moved.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really bad.
It's like a trouble. You know, the ones from Star Trek? Those little furry things?
Yeah, I know, because she'd cut her hair really short, hadn't she? And there just wasn't the time to grow it back when production started. So they fitted her with this syrup, as we call them in the UK. Syrup of figs wig. It was a really bad one.
The Rudy Giuliani syrup.
Does he have a syrup? I thought he just dyed his hair a funny color.
I don't know, but he was sweating like Nixon in a Frost interview.
Is that the pictures of him where it's all kind of melting down his face? All the
He looks like he was in the Fifth Element.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it? Is it? Do you think he uses that kind of? You know, these guys, they put like a powder on their hair. It's like a black talc. Yeah, that sort of thing. Just to kind of
hair in a can,
all up, and yeah, yeah. I once sat behind someone on a plane who had that hair spray on hair or whatever, and it was a long journey. I think it was going over to the US, and it was probably about, I don't know, 9-10 hour flight. And as the flight went on, it just started to kind of like break up and sort of stop dropping off on the back of the chair and everything. It was just like horrible.
It wanted to escape.
Yeah. Power Packer says, TSL podcast, what was worst, her wig in H2 or the fake mustache in Sleepaway Camp? Nothing beats that mustache in Sleepaway Camp.
Sleepaway Camp. Rudy Giuliani, ladies and gentlemen, for those who are wrestling fans, and I know all of a sudden we're going to get to 500 people watching when I say this. Remember Ultimate Warrior? He got cursed by Papa Shango. And in an interview, his forehead started bleeding black.
Really?
Everyone's going to say, I remember that.
I remember Papa Shango.
Papa Shango became the Godfather.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I forgot to say as well, folks, we passed 6,000 subs the other day, which is amazing.
Thank you.
Which is really cool. We were kind of teetering around it for about a week. We got to 5,999, and I woke up the next morning and we'd lost like 3 subs. And then it kind of went back up again and back down. And eventually, on Friday into Saturday, we crossed 6,000. I think we're on 6,003. But folks, do me a favor. If you're somebody that watches this channel without subscribing, have a think about subscribing, because it really does help our channel.
We won't bother you.
No, we won't bother you or anything like that. If you're not if you're watching now, there's 136 people watching at the moment. I don't believe every one of those 136 people are subscribed to us. So if you're not, think about it. We'd really appreciate it if you could. It would help push things along and, you know, get us more exposure. We also, I wanted to do this the other day and I pulled this up and I always keep forgetting about this, but I just want to say thank you to all the people that have subscribed to our membership, because we have a lot of members. We've got like 100 members or so. And I'm just going to quickly read out as quick as I can in 30 seconds or whatever time I've got to do this. K-Rock the Phantom, Connor Brearley, Airborne Rocker, Dave McRae, Tim Barr, Wayne Bonner, Evil Monsterism, Ryan Gunning, Everyone Hates Jeff Podcast, Matthew Timpson, Joseph Adriano, Jace Bales, Kenny 525, Magicat, Wade fucking Wilson, Simon Harding, Brandon Collins, Raggedy Man, Shamrock Balls, Evil Alex, Jonathan Ball, Duke Fleed, Nick Jenner, Darren Spencer, Hoops Hooper, Horror Rocker 13, WRD Channel 13, Carl Goddard, Badass Ninja, Steve Goldstone, Richard Webster, F-Stop Cornea, Attila Farsang, Fletz Movies and Pop Culture 13, Goma 081, Sean McCarney, Justin Grace Goodrich, David Moore, CM, and there were some more as well who we've got here. Stuart Smart, Happy Sanjo, Val Music, Peach, Mark Burns, Chad Prosser, Tim 99. I think that's it. That's everyone now. Those are the people that have joined or rejoined or upgraded in the last 2 months. And I just wanted to say thank you for all your support. Really does, you know, help the channel grow. And keep it going as well. You know, it costs money to do this, and with your contributions that you've been putting in, we're able to carry on with this. So, thank you so much.
Tensa said you sounded like Billy Joel. We didn't start the fire.
What else do I have to say? Great. What a song! What a song!
CM Mega Cat, look over there. It is Pat. Thank you very much, guys. Thank you very much. You guys, you know what? I don't know about Darren because he's British. You get me right in the feelies. You get me right in the feelies.
He's British.
Yeah. And as they say in Wanda, you know, Fish called Wanda, what did John Cleese say to Jamie Lee Curtis's character, Wanda? He said, you know how terrible it is to be British? Always trying to be right.
Really?
Remember that?
As
he's trying to... Remember the?
Yeah. That's a great film. Another film we should do
a best and worst of.
Worst of. Jonathan Ball, where's the turtleneck? I wore it on Friday. I've got the hoodie on today.
Do you have any different color ones?
I got black and blue. That's it. I have
the same color almost. You can't tell the difference. Yeah.
You know, like Michael Keaton in Batman when he opens up his wardrobe and he's got all the bat suits and everything. I've got that just with roll necks.
Yeah. Brundlefly.
Yeah, Brundlefly as well. Yeah.
Why do you have all the suits? I don't have to waste brain power on picking out what to wear. I learned it from Einstein.
Exactly what Steve Jobs used to say, and Mark Zuckerberg. Wear the same thing all the time, then it's one less thing to worry about every morning.
Yeah, I mean, it's a, you know, what you just said to all those people, you know, you read them off. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you very much. Because I mean, as we always say, we started this as a this thing to pass the time, and it becomes a passion all of a sudden. You know, trying to get on here,
believe it. I said that about the subs, and we've lost one. Someone's unsubbed.
F you and your sentimental bullshit.
Brilliant.
Someone fucked with us.
I'll show them.
Here's your thank you. You didn't thank me. Shove it.
I don't know. Some people have this kind of fear of subscribing, don't they, sometimes to channels?
To think we're going to send out mailers.
Yeah, I know. There was a guy like a couple of months ago. Ribo says, Darren, how many Dickies do you own? A Dickie Bow. I do have one. But that's just for evening suit, you know, when I'm going to posh events and things, you know. Yeah. There was a guy in the comments a couple of months ago, and he said, I kind of like your content. I'm thinking about subscribing. I think I'll watch another few episodes first, though, before I decide. And then he kind of commented on every episode at the end. He said, I've watched about 8 episodes now, and I've decided I'm not going to subscribe. I was like, what the hell?
Is this Fargo with a used fucking car?
Yeah. 8 hours of your life watching our shit to just turn around and go, no, I'm not going to subscribe.
It doesn't feel so used. Yeah. I feel like I just lost my virginity and someone said I ain't going to call you after this.
It's what? Why? What's up with you? People think it's like, you know, oh, I'm going to get charged or something. It's free. It is free. Let's have a look. See if we've gone down again. No, we haven't. 6,002. No, that's great. It's great that we've hit that milestone. So yeah. Onwards and upwards to 10,000.
Nobody is playing with us. That's what it was.
But it is amazing that we have 133 people watching us now, which is kind of that's a good number. You know, usually we're around about the 100 mark.
That's good. Anything more than that, I wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah. But, you know, sub-wise, we're still kind of low, aren't we? We get the engagement the size of some of the bigger channels out there.
Yeah. You know what? It's really weird because I think when Dave talks Halloween or when a movie just comes out, his viewers skyrocket it. Mm. And I'm always scared of that because I think half of those people really hate you. You know what I mean? You know what I mean about that? You know, because everyone loves a little confrontation. And yeah. So it was that Howard Stern effect where they say the average listener listens for an hour and a half. And then the people who hate Howard Stern listen to him for 2.5 hours because they want to see what he'll say next.
Yeah.
To piss him off. And oh, I think that's with a lot of people. I think it's a lot of channels too.
Yeah. Rob Thitoff. Hey, Rob, how are you doing?
Rob, how's it going back there?
Back where?
Well, remember when we met him?
Yeah.
Remember the pictures he had to take of?
Oh, yeah. Should I tell that story?
No, let Rob tell it. If it's okay with Rob, you know, that's
Rob, can I tell the story about the conversation that we had in
Well, get his chat first.
With the because he's yeah. Let's see if he comes back. Anyway, we'll answer his question first.
Yeah.
He says, hi Darren Frank. I'm all for this if Ellie Cornell, Daniel Harris, and Dwight Little are involved. An extra bonus if Kathleen Kinmont comes back as a ghost, at least for Frank's sake.
Oh, she died in that shirt.
Yeah. Well, you never know. They might be able to bring her back.
Like that show we have over here on CBS called Ghosts. You ever heard about this?
That's a UK show, right?
An American show, too. Did it come out in the UK first, and then they just said it worked over there, we can do it over here?
Oh, maybe they did that. Maybe they, yeah.
Because it's been out for like 2 years now, I think. So you guys probably started it first. Like The Office, you know, The Office is bigger over here with Steve Carell than it was over there. And Ricky Gervais said he was okay with that because...
Yeah. His new stand-up is just outrageous. Ricky Gervais on Netflix.
And you like the Dave Chappelle one too, right?
The Dave Chappelle one was amazing. His latest one. Especially he does this kind of intro for 15 minutes or whatever, talking about Jim Carrey and how much of a huge fan he is of his. That's a great little anecdote at the start. It's fantastic. But yeah, no, I love Dave Chappelle. I think he's superb. What else have we got here? I won't unsub unless they start simping for ends.
Oh.
What's that? Oh, sympathizing with it.
Yeah, no.
Who knows?
I want to get an episode of everyone hating us one day and just going on and just saying you guys suck and just I think that would be fantastic. And not the people in here because we all, you know, you're friendly and we like you all over here, but different weird people, you know, like someone called, you know, I don't know, like Jimmy Jones or something like that. And they said, I think you guys suck, you know. And we just have a laugh.
No, we don't get much in the way of hate or anything like that. Because it's not what this channel's about. It's not what this community is about either.
I mean, everything's tongue in cheek. We can handle sarcasm, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eric, like, you guys do suck. We just don't tell you. That's right, Rosie. Darren and Frank roast. Frank, you bald bastard.
Janine was Janine, whatever.
Yeah. Janine Whitacomb.
Yeah, she was asking about my poster, which is I just brought back from a good friend of mine who bought me for my 50th birthday, bought me this OG Creepshow one sheet, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. He'd framed it in a really heavy duty frame as well. So in the next week, I'm going to be doing all sorts of changes and things in the room and painting and, you know, trying to make things look a little bit more presentable. So I'll get some new artwork up in that.
And you have inspired me, because behind me, there's going to be two things coming. Another cardboard cutout.
Oh, excellent.
Which I'm not even going to tell Darren. We're going to save it.
Okay.
In a Chinese basket.
Nice. Okay, PJ has just gifted 5 memberships. Thank you, PJ.
Thank you, PJ. Amazing. PJ's amazing.
He said, screw whoever unsubbed. Here's 5 subs to boost retention, lol. Congrats on 6K, on to 10K.
I'm going to take all 5.
Yeah, so Steve Ross, Jeremy, Andrew Rawlinson, Stargazer 4, 6, and 2, and Denise Wheat have all picked up that membership. That's great. Maga says, damn, why can't Rosalia ever get a membership? She deserves it. Yeah, I don't know why that kind of doesn't direct. So it seems like all the guys, but Denise picked one up. So, yeah. Yeah. I don't know how it's allocated.
I don't know how that works either, how it throws it out there or
yeah.
You know. Yeah. Rosie's been with us for a long time.
Yeah. People in here, I mean, like Mag has been with us for a long time. Rosie, Kenny has. Bill from the Etherscade has been around for a while. Obviously, Brett and Pat and Jonathan Ball and Warren Armour and Vanderhoff. And yeah, there's so many people here that are so loyal to this channel. It's fantastic.
You know, and we also forgot, you know, that it's also Chester's birthday.
Was it Chester's birthday?
Yeah.
Okay. That's cool.
I like our group of people here because, you know what, they're kind of like our little STDs, aren't they? It just keeps coming back.
What a way of putting our lovely member.
I can see someone saying, I'm chlamydia.
Okay, what we got coming up?
Horror movies we haven't seen that people are going to slap us in the face and say, why do you even have a channel if you haven't seen that?
Yeah, yeah, that's coming up. We have the worst Aliens, which we're going to hopefully do midweek. We have a list. I have a list now of best and worst of episodes from our VIP channel members, what they'd like to see us do. And that includes things like The Entity, Doctor Sleep, The Invisible Man, It Follows, Godzilla Minus One, Cabin in the Woods, Magic, Bram Stoker's Dracula, Event Horizon, Evil Dead Rise, The Crow, Ghostbusters, all sorts of really cool suggestions for us to record over the next few months. But we'll be getting down to doing that fairly soon for everyone.
Ronnie is comparing Pat. Would be, and he's saying Pat would be the crabs. And Tessa says being cold and STD is the most flattering thing ever. It's you know what? It's all about having fun getting it. And Jordan Tucker, could I be the herbs? The best and worst of STDs here on the Slaughter Lamb, ladies and gentlemen.
I think you've out-charmed yourself today, Frank, with some of this stuff.
Oh, we're having fun. It's Sunday. We got to start the work week tomorrow, don't we? So, I mean,
yeah. Are you working today?
Yeah. It's going to be freezing. You know?
God. So let's just have a look at our poll before we go. We've had 141 votes. The question was, would you like to see Halloween 4.2? 77% of people want to see a Halloween 4.2. That's incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, we all want to see it, but
like we said, Darren, if a Halloween movie were to come out next week, we would watch it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we're a glutton for punishment, aren't we?
Yeah. Warren Armour says, Dan Aykroyd said they're making another Ghostbusters. Can't wait to see it. Who are you going to call? There's a trailer out for it already, Warren.
Yep.
Frozen Empire.
You want to get your nostalgia, you know, memories going and have fun, you know, go out and watch it.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, listen, hopefully you guys are okay. Anybody who's living in these flood zones that are being affected, hopefully you're not affected too much. I know we got a lot of rain over on the East Coast, and I know that our friends over there in the Midwest are getting a lot of snow. It's not fun. This is the winter time, and nobody should be drying out their basement 2 weeks in a row. It's awfully sad for people going through that. And we hope you are getting through it, because I see it on my way to work, and Darren, a lot of homes are just having all their stuff just dried out on the lawn. It looks absolutely horrible. Horrible. And when the rain settles, it's when all the flooding of all the rivers start, you know, rising, because everything is getting soaked in.
Yeah.
And drying everything off. And then a week later, another 4 inches of rain comes, just giving you the middle finger. And then we're supposed to get snow on Tuesday to just exacerbate everything. It just doesn't work out. And then the insurance company tells you, yeah, we can't cover it because we told you we're in a flood zone.
Yeah, it's sad. It's happening over here as well. And again, we're supposed to have some snow this week too. But, you know, thankfully it's not anywhere near as bad as the kind of extreme weather that you guys get. So stay safe, everyone, because that just sounds absolutely terrible. I heard a news flash today that they were going to be recording temperatures of around about minus 40 or something in the US at the moment.
Yeah.
Which sounds horrendous.
Yeah. Wind chills, you know, are awful. It's just, it's the winter time. But over there, you guys, you know, I think last year, the year before, you had your houses melt.
Yeah, that was it. Everywhere bursted in flames.
Yeah. Like, oh, bother.
Gosh.
Yeah. What was it? It's hot. Oh, they have a Biggie Fritz.
Minus 21. Jesus, buddy. Oh, my God.
Add 20 to that for around there for the UK. You know, minus. Darren wouldn't go outside.
No. Listen, even at zero over here, our transport network falls apart if we've got leaves on the line. You know, that's how ridiculous it is. No one's coping in minus 21 here, I tell you.
Yeah, but at least you don't have rats, you know, looking for people for warmth underneath their homeless blankets. God. I do love the London tubes, because everybody says they look very clean, very clean.
Well, there was this kind of viral email that went out a few years ago about a analysis that had been done on a London tube, because the New York subway, they're plastic seats, aren't they? Over here we have cushion.
For this and throw up.
Yeah. Over here we have cushion seats, and apparently somebody did some sort of, you know, kind of swabbing of the seats, and it gave a breakdown of exactly what was on it. I can't even repeat some of the stuff that was on those seats were after that you know, analysis. Horrible.
Stuff the same color as in jars kind of thing?
Horrible stuff, horrible stuff. All manner of bodily fluids and stuff. You know? All sorts of things. Different food sources, and yeah, it's just horrible. That's the benefit you guys have of having plastic seats, because they can just be squeegeed down at the end of the day, can't they?
They take a big hose and just go... Yeah. Another one died.
Yeah. Yeah. Power Packers. Subtle, buddy.
Our Power Packers last statement there. I think it's a good time to end it. All right, everybody. Like we said, thank you very much. It doesn't go unnoticed. We know you guys. We like you guys. You're our friends. I'm not going to get more into that because then somebody comes in here and just say, fuck off, Frank. Enough is enough already. So as always, stick to the roads.
And the best of luck.
We'll see you soon. Hopefully this week.
Yeah. Bye. See you later, guys. Bye-bye.